We want to take you now to the tape that was made earlier of the press conference given by U.S. Administrator L. Paul Bremer announcing the capture of Saddam Hussein in a raid by U.S. forces late last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Saddam Hussein was captured Saturday, December 13th at about 8:30 p.m. local in a cellar in the town of Adwar, which is about 15 kilometers south of Tikrit. I want to say a few words to the people of Iraq. This is a great day in Iraq's history. For decades, hundreds of thousands of you suffered at the hands of this cruel man. For decades, Saddam Hussein divided you citizens against each other. For decades, he threatened and attacked your neighbors. Those days are over forever. Now it is time to look to the future, to your future of hope, to a future of reconciliation. Iraq's future, your future, has never been more full of hope. The tyrant is a prisoner. The economy is moving forward. You have before you the prospect of a sovereign government in a few months. With the arrest of Saddam Hussein, there is a new opportunity for the members of the former regime, whether military or civilian, to end their bitter opposition. Let them now come forward in a spirit of reconciliation and hope, lay down their arms, and join you, their fellow citizens, in the task of building the new Iraq. Now is the time for all Iraqis, Arabs and Kurds, Sunnis, Shia, Christian, and Turkmen, to build a prosperous, democratic Iraq at peace with itself and with its neighbors.
U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer at a press conference earlier today announcing the capture of Saddam Hussein. The press conference took place in Baghdad. After Paul Bremer spoke, he was joined at the podium by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez with more on the details of Saddam Hussein's capture.
At about 10:50 hours yesterday, we received intelligence on the possible whereabouts of Saddam Hussein. At about 1800 hours last night, under the cover of darkness and with lightning speed, the Raider Brigade's forces were positioned and began movement toward the objectives northwest of Adwar. The area is a small walled compound with a metal lean-to structure, a mud hut, and during the search, a spider hole was detected. The spider hole's entrance was camouflaged with bricks and dirt. After uncovering the spider hole, a search was conducted, and Saddam Hussein was found hiding at the bottom of the hole. The spider hole is about 6 to 8 feet deep and allows enough space for a person to lie down inside of it. Saddam was captured without resistance.
Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez at a press conference earlier this morning in Baghdad announcing the capture of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein.